All right, we are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Andrew Hines. His fourth qualifying pass of 6.720 at 199.67 miles per hour set the national time record. So, Andrew, let's talk about the season opener. You guys came out and you set the national record. What was that off season like for you?
The off season was pretty busy. You know, we had a lot of work to do around the shop, and it wasn't just race on the race motorcycles. You know, with Vance and Hines, we also have our factory flat track team for Harley Davidson as well. So it was all hands on deck trying to get every race vehicle in the shop up to speed. So they're building new chassis. Luckily, my brother and Mike, my crew guy, took them under their wing to build a new chassis for me after we saw that the chassis I was riding all last year wasn't up to snuff after I jumped on our newer bike at the end of the season, which is the one that Angel's riding now. So it's working great. We brought that bike out in testing, and on the very first full run, it went about a 680. And then Ben, I think I've run, we ran four consecutive 70s after that in testing, and then came here and ran another 75 today. I was hoping to go 200. That was really the thing that was, trying to be the point to strive for. Eddie's been knocking him off here pretty regularly here lately, and it would have been nice to get that one out of the way, but there's always tomorrow. You know, I think we're going to have 10-degree cooler weather as long as those pesky little raindrops stay up in the sky. So, but the guys on our team, Scott, Mike, Ray, Eddie, myself, and Angel and her husband Seth now, they're doing a great job making sure that we're getting motorcycles that are flawless and going up to the starting line with no problems. It's really not a different day in their life. They're used to doing that for us all the time. So we thank everybody so much to come out here and do this stuff. It's nice to have that gratification that everybody can hoot and holler and you know, setting a national ET record, those are not easy to come by. The last one for our class was 7 years ago now almost. So it was it's a feat that I didn't think would be surpassed this weekend by us. I thought Matt Smith, the way his motorcycle's been running, I thought he would have a great chance of doing it. And they're, you know, he always has a chance later in this weekend, but it will take it right now and reap the benefits from it.
In that last round of qualifying and just the preparation you guys have put into this season already.
Yeah, the guys, it's a lot of work. Unfortunately, we haven't had a whole lot of dyno time at our shop here lately, notably in that last year. We're trying to get a new dyno room up and going, so our horsepower development's notably off, but this year we decided to take a chance with the electronics on the motorcycles that Eddie and I are riding and go to the newest MoTeC ECU. So we're running the MoTeC M130 instead of the older M600, and it just allows a different level of tuning that couldn't be achieved with the older ECU. So it was kind of a gamble coming here. We went testing with Eddie's in Phoenix when we tested on gel back in February, and it showed a little bit of promise when he was out there. He only made 4 or 5 runs, but we took the gamble to completely put it on the motorcycles and, you know, eliminate the race pack and do all that stuff and run everything through the ECU so we can streamline a little bit, get some of the weight off. And it was just an effort to take us to the next level. And luckily, the tuning's been fairly easy. It's been, not easy, but it's been to the point where now I can make changes where I needed to, where with the M600, I was like handcuffed. There were certain things I couldn't do, and you'd have to sacrifice a little bit here and a little bit there. But with that effort and then the new chassis and, you know, mounting an older body on the new chassis, it's just a lot of work entailed at the shop. And then, of course, here I am thinking about what I can change on the motors without really knowing on horsepower what the specific change might be. But telling Scott, you know, on February 20th, like, okay, here's 6 motors, put this in that one, that one, that one, that one, that one. And he puts motors together in a couple weeks, and we come out here and debut with the number one qualifier for the team. It's, you know, it makes it really special. It's hard work for those guys. It's stressful because we're getting down to the crunch time. NHRA season's already started with the cars, and here we are sitting with parts on the bench ready to go. So it's tough for them. It's mentally draining, and the guys just they love coming out here and racing and seeing the success that we can put out there.
Any questions from the media?
How motivating is it to have to go through a winless season last year and try to put that behind you?
It is motivating. Last year, not winning a race was a tough pill to swallow. After the streak that I had for 14 years and not having that win, it ate at me a little bit during the off season. it probably re-motivated me. I got back in my workout regimen and lost about 10 pounds, which helped out the motorcycle. Last year I was running pretty much overweight all year long, and this year I'm right at weight, trying to be as light as I possibly can, so it, you know, it has a chance to go that 200 mile per hour run. And it's just, you know, it was an eye-opener, I guess. You know, Eddie consistently had me covered, and this year, now that my chassis's right, and we've gotten both motorcycles tuned up pretty good, it seems like I can give him a fair fight again. So it's you know, hopefully I can knock off one here soon just to get that out of the way and get one back for Harley Davidson on my side of the team.
Well, I'm gonna say, talk to Eddie before Q4, and he called it. He said there was a 672 in these bikes, and he called out your bike specifically. Now you guys have been trading that whole track record. Now you have the track record and the ET record. So I'll ask you the same thing I asked Eddie. Coming into the first race of the season, this team seems to be flawless as far as coming out and acting like, you know, you've got been guys been in full swing of things. How do you go about doing that when, you know, you're trying to get things together? It's the first race of the season, and you got to get the ball rolling, but you come out swinging the bats hard and usually hit home runs when you come out here.
Well, luckily, we tend to thrive in cooler weather like this. That's when our motors really respond, and it's it makes it a little easier to come out swinging like that when everything starts clicking that way. It's been a little bit more difficult, you know, having Angel as our third full-time rider right now for this first part of the season. It's taken a little bit of focus off of maybe the whole picture, because, you know, we had to spend a couple of weeks revamping a motorcycle for her, getting it where she was comfortable on it, testing her, which we don't typically test that early in the off season, so that took a little bit of focus off. But it allowed us to pinpoint exactly what she needed. And the problem I'm struggling with right now with tuning her motorcycle is Eddie and I are heavier guys. We've never had somebody on the seat that's as light as she is, so it's throwing a little bit of a monkey wrench in how it needs the 60 foot, and I don't quite grasp what kind of tuning changes I need to make right now for that. So we had a little bit of that with Chip when he rode the motorcycle last year, but Angel's still another 20 pounds lighter than he was, so it's a different beast with how it needs to respond. And we got to the point in testing where everything was rolling pretty good, and luckily we got all the bugs out of the way. If I told you what happened in testing, you probably wouldn't believe that would happen to our team, because we come out here and we go down the track and we put on a good show, but you know, blowing oil lines off and oiling down the track and testing and you know, rev limiters off the starting line and things just going totally awry. Luckily we came here. It looks flawless from here, but as a full scope, it was nothing pretty to be talked about here this last week. But well, we put up the good points on social media. There was some low points we didn't want to hit on.
All right. Well, thank you, and best of luck tomorrow.
Yep. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you guys late today, or late tomorrow.